devil went down to North Kakalaka, he was looking for a soul to steal. Plus he'd been stuck with a mad fat sack of weed that he was looking to deal. He stood up by a diner in front of the dime and decided to check out the menu. And when he read breakfast served any time, well, he knew that this was the venue. He stepped up inside that greasy spoon and he said, "Let me speak to the chef." A waitress asked why, he said, "You'll find out soon," and he muttered "bitch" under his breath. Turns out the chef was a deaf DJ born with the name of Johnny. He cooked and flipped burgers all the day, but flipped tracks that called him Kid Punani. He stepped in through the counter, asked what was the fuss, and who in the hell had started it. The Satan said, "Me and mine, you cuss," but you could tell that he didn't have his heart in it. The devil said, "My name is Beelzebub, if you like, just call me Old Flint. I heard you're pretty good at cooking grub, and you're known to make the records spin." Johnny said, "That's right, I got what it takes on the griddle and the turntables." And Satan said, "I heard that your hotcakes are the stuff that make up fables." Word's gotten out across the land that your pancakes can't be beat, but I think I'd like to try my hand, cause I think I can't compete. But Johnny said, "Now you're mincing words, and I don't quite catch your meaning. A talk is cheap, it's for the birds, is it towards a bet that you're leaning?" Now Satan likes to be slicker than that, and he don't like sass from mortals, but he couldn't hold in that devilish laugh. You should hear the way Satan chortles. Satan snickered yes, and Johnny asked the stakes, so the red man pulled it together. He said, "If I can make the biggest hotcakes, will I keep your soul forever?" Johnny said, "Yes, but what if I win?" Satan said, "Well, should God will it. I got something here that'll make you grin," and he pulled out a golden skillet. Johnny said, "Nice," he didn't think twice, he just went and shook the devil's hand. Satan said, "Now you'll pay the price, cause it was going just as he planned." Satan cooked first, it was his idea, man, you should've seen the size of his griddle. 12 feet wide from here to there, made a double wide look little. Satan lit it up, mixed up a mess about it, and began to pour it on. He went about his work without no chatter, instead he just hummed this song. By the time he had finished and rulers were out, people started to give up hope. Satan said, "Johnny, you can give up now," but little Johnny just said, "Nope." Measures were in on Satan's cake, 11 feet and 7 inches. Johnny said, "It's wide, make no mistake, but I've been in bigger pinches." He grabbed himself a hacksaw, went outside, climbed the roof as quick as a fiddle. Cause up in the sky, at least 20 feet wide, there was a sign shaped just like a griddle. He cut down the sign, which was made of steel, and he pushed it down in the back lot. Now the devil just wanted to close the steel, but you could tell that he was getting hot. He said, "Son, that's good, but if you would, tell me how you're gonna heat that up?" Little Johnny just laughed, said, "Well, I got no wood, but I got these tires all stacked up." Round back there was a pile of 24 tires, and Johnny had a can of lighter fluid. He doused the stack, and ready for the fire, turned his head while he put a match to it. There was a sound like a bomb, and the blaze was on, and Johnny got that look in his eyes. He said, "I'm gonna win, or my name ain't John, don't flinch, you're in for a surprise." He greased that skillet, poured in the batter, and he ran off into his car. And Satan said, "Boy, you're just making me mad, I don't think that you'll get too far." Johnny said, "Bitch, I wouldn't give you the pleasure," and he backed up close to the fire. And then he made that ass drop just for good measure, and he said, "Man, I ain't no liar." He checked the rear view, "I swear this is true," and he backed the car under the pan. He hit the switches one more time, and the pancakes flew, and it landed in the skillet again. He knew he had won, but he wanted more fun, so he started the system blasting. Though he'd heard some complaints from table one, he didn't care what the customer was asking. He said, "I've almost won, so you can stop bitching." As he is cooking, forget Hell's Kitchen. And if you don't like it, Mephistopheles, like DJ Kool said, you can grab on these. Johnny jumped up and extinguished the fire, and people started measuring his cake. Satan got cold cause he knew the outlook was dire, and he knew that he'd made a mistake. The size of the hotcake was so absurd that the devil knew he'd been beat. He gave Johnny the skillet without a word, and he walked off dragging his feet. Turns out the cake was 21 feet wide, but it didn't really matter a damn. Or what kind of was it Johnny had kept his pride, not to mention his soul in that pan. Well, he packed his golden skillet into his car, and he moved on up to New York, man. And he opened up his own diner in a little town called Cortland. And if you listen closely while you're sitting in that round booth in the corner, eating your big breakfast, you can still hear Johnny singing, "I beat the devil, now he's my bitchin'. Upset is cooking, forget Hell's Kitchen. And if you don't like it, Mephistopheles, like DJ Kool said, just grab on these."